Thank you, Lord. I pray now, Lord, your word would be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. Awesome. Okay. Thought I had my Bible marked, but I don't. I was reading this passage today. It's kind of one of those days where you just open up your Bible and it falls to where you're supposed to be. You ever do that? You know? The Lord has to do it that way with me most of the time. But this scripture, real familiar one, refrigerator verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you but common to man. You know, God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation provide the way of escape so that you may be able to endure it. Okay? One of the first memory verses I had, I was with the group years ago when I was in the military called the Navigators, and they were all really big about scripture and scripture memory. And they send you this little pack of memory cards, and this is one of my first memory verses. So, and it's a good, using the word temptation there is good. That's really true. You know, that God does provide a way of escape, and sometimes that way is the shoes we have on our feet, right? Get out of there. But I believe in context because, see, that word can be either a temptation. When we think of temptation, we think of sinful temptation, right? But that word can also mean a trial or a testing that you go through. And I really believe in context of here in chapter 10 of what he's talking about, because he was telling them not to be like the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness and some of the dumb things that they did, okay? And they tested the Lord, right? And they went through testings. You know, so he could teach them in Deuteronomy 8 that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He said, I'll let you be hungry, right? And so that you would understand that one thing. You know, the manna they ate really never really kind of filled them up. So they would learn these things. So in context, I believe the word here is trial, or when you find yourself in a difficult place, okay? We know trial means a difficult place. So I kind of took liberty, I guess, from some of the Greek and how it reads. For lack of time, I just kind of wrote it down, because some of these words mean some really, it's really fun to do that. I like doing that, you know, seeing all these different meanings. It's so rich, much richer than our language that we have, the English language. The Greek is really broad and rich, and one word can mean so many different things, and our language is kind of narrowed down to very few. Okay, so I'm going to read it from my translation. No trial has seized or overtaken you, but only what is common, what everybody, we all go through, okay? But God is faithful to you and will not leave or abandon you. Because that word, when you say God is faithful, who will not allow you, actually that word there is he won't forsake you or leave or abandon you. Isn't that cool? That's where we struggle sometimes, because we're like David. God, where are you? You know? But he doesn't. Isn't that cool? But God is faithful, and he will not leave or abandon you. He will not allow the testing to go beyond your empowerment or ability. Out of the trial, he will lead you into his sequel. Okay? That word escape is actually a word, Greek words, where we get our word sequel from. Where you have a movie and then there you can't wait till the sequel comes out, right? So he will lead you into his sequel in your life. The wonderful ending. He always brings us out to bring us in. So the escape is not like getting away from it. It's you're entering into the sequel. You're entering into the wonderful ending. Right? So everyone he leads us into has a wonderful ending to it. And God always looks at that, right? The end result. He brings us out to bring us in. And he will infuse his ability to you and teach you to endure by allowing him to carry the trial or load. Again, he will infuse his ability to you and teach you to endure by carrying the trial or the load. And that word, that's where that word endure comes from. When I say he will teach us how to allow him to carry, it comes from a word literally to under, two words, to under and to take, like a current, an undercurrent, right? So he teaches us in the midst of this how to allow him to carry. The government rests on his shoulder. How to take what I'm going through, the trial, infusing his life within me and teaching me how to allow this undercurrent to carry me. Like his presence. Like if you go get in the river, an inner tube in the river, you know, you're gonna float. You're going south, right? You're going to float because that undercurrent is now taking you. All you can do is yield to it, right? And so that's part of the end result that he does. Not only we get to experience his presence and his power, but we learn how to get on the inner tube and float. Resting in his ability and in his presence in the midst of it. Isn't that cool? I like that translation. But it's all in context, and I didn't venture out of it, right? I love that. I'm going to read it one more time all together. Okay. No trial has seized or overtaken you, but only what is common. But God is faithful to you, will not leave you or abandon you. He will not allow the testing to go beyond your empowerment or ability. Out of the trial, he will lead you into the sequel. The wonderful ending. He brings us out to bring us in always. And infuse his ability to you and teach you to endure by allowing him to carry the trial or load. Amen. Okay. One more in the book of James. This is familiar to us. I'm just going to do one part of this one because I want to do the same thing with this one, but I didn't have time. But this is what caught my eye on this. This is familiar, right? Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. That word again. Let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and may be complete, lacking in nothing. And this is the completement where the Lord is bringing us, we know. This is his end. We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. That you'll know everything that you have in Christ. And this is the way he does it. Okay? But that word, consider it all joy. That word consider comes from a word. It kind of caught my eye because it comes from a word literally meaning a chief, a chieftain. I thought, wait a minute. How does that work within this? Or the chief one leading the way. Okay? Consider it all joy. In other words, we start off with that. Leading the way in this trial will be the joy of knowing what God will complete in you. So that you will come out of that thing more complete in Christ than you when you went in. You will come out experiencing more of all that you have in him, in Christ. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, right? So it's saying, let this lead the way. Consider it all joy. Let this lead the way into this, a joyful attitude. Right? In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.